concern I had, and I took the evening to think about how to present it to the court and do research on the applicable press rules. During the testimony, first thing in the afternoon with one of the South Salt Lake officers, who became very emotional, what I noticed, and I had a unique vantage point by being seated on the side here, so I'm able to see most of the courtroom. But more importantly, what I heard was an increase in the noise level, and the increase in noise was keyboard strokes. And it was a poignant moment, and it immediately caught the press's attention, as I'm sure it would anyone's. But that creates a problem with this new court rule and the accessibility in that regard, because that is essentially acting as a human highlighter for the press. We are putting
the jury.
Excuse me, for the jury. We are effectively giving the jury feedback on what the press feels is newsworthy, what they feel is important, what they feel deserves to be reported. I checked this morning, there were over 100 tweets out of this courtroom yesterday. The amount, and I recognize, and this is why I had to do some research yesterday evening, the court rule allows personal electronic devices in the courtroom.
Correct.
However, it does also say, and the court is well within its jurisdiction to not allow the jury to be distracted or otherwise influenced. That's why we have a full page in the questionnaire. Have you seen the press? So my position is the following. I would ask the court, excuse me, Jojo, I'm so sorry. My position would be to ask that the court make an order that if there is electronic communication out of the courtroom, it's done so silently, either by touchpad or stylus, and if for some reason that doesn't work for members of the press, that they excuse themselves to the visible rooms where they can keyword without distracting the jury. Because I guarantee you what happened once yesterday is going to happen all day today. And I'm very concerned that we continue. Every single time we excuse this jury, please do not look at the press. Please do not listen to the press. Please do not let them influence you. Yet it will be happening in the courtroom itself.